podcast. Hellfest 2010. Exclu Grosse Radio.
La Grosse Radio Metal.
So, welcome to France again, because you've toured a lot this year in France.
Yeah.
So it will become a special venue for you.
Yeah, we love France. We really do. It's a splendid country for us for some reason. I don't know why. It's probably you have. I got a burp. I am drinking some beer. It's just a cool place to be. I don't know why it works, but French are open-minded and liberal, and you do everything backwards like we do, and you like to have a good time. So we love France, we really do. It's one of the best countries for us. So yeah.
And you've just played another great show. So how was the atmosphere and the crowd today?
It was great, lovely, big, super big crowd, and it was lots of fun. We were really sloppy. We didn't have our own gear, but it didn't really matter. People just wanted to have a good time and have a good laugh, and everybody were trying hard to clap into 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. So it was fun. It was great. Good energy. You know what you don't bring out in chops and really well played music, you bring out in energy, and it's a festival, and that's all you want to do, have a good time, you know. So, and we had a good time.
Okay, and are you in the middle of the tour, or it's just the end, or are the dates coming?
We are going to continue. We go to Finland after this for three shows, some festivals and stuff like that, and then Björn, our drummer, is having his second child, so we take some time off. I go to South Africa and China and India and Dubai and Armenia and Brazil on my own. And I write lots of new Frikitje material. And then we gather again in November to go to the UK for some shows. London, Glasgow, I can't remember, Brighton. And then we start recording new stuff. So it's going to be a new album next year.
Okay,
so,
nice.
Yeah.
Oh, let's talk about the previous one. 9 months after the release, so it's a good baby now.
Yeah.
And how do you see it right now with a better hindsight?
Yeah, it's I'm actually very happy with Land of the Freaks. I mean, people always say, yeah, they always have favorite albums, and some people like Move, Organic, they like the old stuff, and they like but there's a good chunk who really like what we're doing in 2009, 2010, and I'm happy. I'm very happy with the way we pulled off songs like Tear Gas Jazz and OK with the Indian Carnatic influences and the different tonality, which is not used in metal today. So for that, I will always be happy that I was, you know, I don't know, brave enough to try something like that. And it had to be done. And it was, you know, 6-minute songs and stuff like that. So fuck it. Someone has to do it. And even playing a song like Tear Gas Jazz, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon is really tricky on a festival thing, because it's many, many different chops and you have many, many different rhythmic stuff. But someone has to do it. You know, we don't want to play safe. We don't want to speak what's spoken to all the time. You know, we love that stuff, but we also want to do some different things. And I'm really happy with Land of the Freaks. I really am. So, yeah.
And what is your favorite song, maybe musically or lyrically?
On the album?
Yeah.
I think it's Tear Gas Jazz, actually, in a way. So yeah, but it differs, you know. Every once in a while, it's One Last Dance or OK or Sick, or it doesn't matter, you know. It's all, they're all my babies. So.
And for all the albums you've made now, have you got? I don't know. Is the last one your best so far? It's hard to answer that question.
Yeah. It's you know, everyone says, you know, the latest album is the best one, but I actually think so, you know. But listening back to the old stuff as well, you feel that I know I did my very best to produce it the best I could at the time, you know, really put a lot of work in it. We don't really finish the recording until we're happy with it. It's not like, okay, deadline, we have this, we fuck the deadlines. We work until we're done, you know, and Land of the Freaks took 3 years to do. So, but I did many things in between, and the band did many things. We played with a big band. We toured different places. We went to India. I played Beethoven's Triple Concerto with a symphony orchestra and rehearsed 8 months for that one. And I became a father, and Björn became a father, and we got married. And not together. Now it's you know, well, we made start the gay metal, but yeah, well, we actually have wives, so it's no problem. So yeah, lots of stuff in between. But the next one, I'm building my own studio, so we're going to make it as fast as we possibly can. So yeah, so we'll be back in France soon again.
Great. And last time in Paris, at the beginning of silly questions we have now, you said that you would play "Honey, You're an Nazi" in Germany.
Yes.
Did you?
Yes.
And how was the reaction?
No problem. They actually get it. The Germans are cool, you know. It's not the Germans today. It's not their fault. You know, they have this shitload of bad conscience and bad history on their backs. So if you're going to play it somewhere on earth, it should be in Germany, you know. And it's actually about a Swedish woman. So it's, and you know, you can be a Swedish Nazi. You can be a French Nazi, you know. So it's no big deal. They were cool. They were cool.
And are you really proud of your haircut?
Absolutely, absolutely. I love my hair. I had long hair since I was a baby, so yeah.
You were born with long hair.
Absolutely, and I got lots of pubic hair as well. So, you should see my ass, you know.
Oh my God. Let's be a little bit more serious. You said you planned a new album for next year, so actually we don't have to wait 4 years between...
No, it took too long between Organic and Land of the Freaks, and I'm really eager to... I'm about halfway through my third solo album, Freak Guitar, The Smorgasbord, and so I hope to put that one out and a new Freak Kitchen album out next year. That's the plan. So, yeah, lots of new music.
A lot of new things, so yeah. So, yeah, let's talk... Well, we'll talk about your solo project. So how can you... Well, how? What's the big difference between Freak Kitchen and... Well,
stuff. Well, the big difference is Freak Kitchen is always the main thing. It's the band. It's Björn and Chris and me. And what we have together is nothing you know, solo career can offer. Having said that, I'm really happy to have a guy like Steve I backing my stuff and releasing my strange music. You know, I'm very happy. I'm a lucky guy to do that. I mean, he contacted me, and I really want to do that because I don't have to focus at all about the vocal side. I just have to explore what's going on, and I have so many things guitar-wise to discover and so many things to learn and so many things I want to try out. I feel it's... I've been living on my music for 21 years, you know. I'm 40 years old now, and I still feel like I'm 11 and a half, you know, that I just begun. So there are so many things to explore and so many things to be done, and I can't wait to bring it out there. It's going to be a double... Free guitar album, you know, so much guitar music, you're gonna die from listening to it. So yes, lots of cool people on the album as well, helping me out. So lots of good friends. So yeah.
And have you got some guests planned?
Yeah, lots of guests. I can't say the names now, but the coolest of the cool.
And what about you, doing some guests everywhere sometimes?
Yeah, I've tried to tone it down a little bit because it took too much time. Everybody said, you know, can you do a guest spot here and can you do this? And all of a sudden, in my basement, it was just piling up of all these bands that wanted me to play on it. And after a while, I was like, I think I'll say no now, because every little guest spot you do takes time away from your own music. Having said that, again, you know, it's if I feel like it, I'll do it. You know, if there's some really cool music, sure, I want to be on it, you know. But I am a dad. I am married, I have a house, I have a forest, I have lots of, you know, property, I have my studio, I have many cars, I have a dog, I have three cats, I have a shitload of things to take care of, you know. So, and people are depending on me, so I need to focus on my own music as much as possible, so.
And you did some touring with some friends from the radio, from our radio, actually Alive Inc.
Yeah.
And Jan Melino too. Oh, so have you got some special memories with those guys?
They're just great guys. They're hardworking people and professional and nice to be around. Good vibes, you know. Very cool. So I wish them all the best. And it's been a bit of a cool ride. So.
And we have a controversy here in the Hellfest because some politicians and Catholic extremists wanted to forbid the festival. Some Christine Boutin or Philippe Davidier. I think you should write a song about it. It would be funny. So what do you think about that?
Well, it's going to be a song on the next album, The Hellfest Dilemma. And we'll see if we can, you know, settle the score. The thing is, it's really, they should worry about actual stuff going on planet Earth. They should not spend their politician energy on such bullshit. Because everybody at Hellfest, we're friends. We do not worship Satan. Well, some people do, but it's not really. They do it on their own spare time, and you can do that because we have religious freedom. So, and the metal audience is the best audience ever. They're really cool. You should worry about the people in suits. You should worry about companies controlling this and that and the market and everything. If you look at the poster and yeah, he's an evil guy, he's drooling blood and he's looking really mad. It's like a zombie movie from the 50s, you know. This goes back all the way to Elvis Presley or to whatever it is, you know, or the Beatles had long hair and this was so dangerous. It's a lot of crap. Focus on your kids doing cocaine in school, you know, or whatever. Do not bother all these metalheads having a good time, you know. Come here, watch it, don't be afraid, because there's nothing worse than true ignorance. People judging, you know, all the prejudice, how it goes. I know this. This is bad. This is bad. They're going to bring down planet Earth. Things, you know, there's so much other shit to worry about. Climate changes, all the environment bullshit, you know, about what you eat. You know, I'm a vegetarian. I recycle. That's actual stuff that will affect your life and the life of your children. So fuck you. It's actually my message. Worry about something else. Get a life. Get a real job.
Thanks a lot for your time, Mathias. And have you got some final words for all the French fans?
Vive la France! And je suis une petite fille! Goody goody! Thank you! Thank you! I love you! Mwah! Je t'aime!
Distortion. Distortion.
Gros son. Double grosse caisse. Grosse guitare. Tout le métal est sur la grosse radio métal.
Distortion.